This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Friday that he was not quitting after tens of thousands of anti-government protesters defied a ban on demonstrations, and he warned them not to persist. The ban on gatherings of more than five people was imposed early Thursday after nearly 3 months of protests that have called for reduction in the powers of King Maha Vajiralongkorn in his monarchy, as well as the removal of Prayuth. Protesters defied the ban and staged one of the biggest demonstrations in Bangkok on Thursday evening. And protesters seek the removal of Prayuth, who first took power in 2014, saying that he engineered last year's election to help him hold power. The White House quietly told Tennessee early this week that a statewide mask ban must be implemented to curb its growing spread of COVID-19. The White House and Republican Governor Bill Lee did not discuss the recommendations publicly before a report emerged in a records request and was first reported by WUOT-FM radio. Lee has left counties to decide whether to require the mask in public. The report takes the strongest tone to date in urging Tennessee to act. This comes after the number of coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. And this is VOA News.